And away we go. We're off and running on this getaway Friday. Oh my goodness. Friday the 13th, 2019. 14 minutes past the hour. It is Trick-a-Deck-a-Phobia Day. You know, that's the fear of Friday the 13th, or I think it's the fear of the number 13th, or 13. But I know a lot of people fear this day. Trick-a-Deck-a-Phobia Day, Friday the 13th. Oh my goodness, what a day to get away. Now, we've got a whole slate of programming here for you this morning. We're going to have a lot of fun. Charlie Evers will be on this morning from 10:10 to 12 noon, and the Exchange Club with Brandy Downs, myself, and Charlie will be on from 12 to 1, and we've got 2 hours here. And the cat is out of the bag as of around 8:30 last night. The special guest that I've been talking about, who will be on this show at 9:30 this morning, 9:30 to 10 a.m. live, is the sheriff from Maricopa County in Arizona, known as America's toughest sheriff, pardoned by President Trump in 2017, Sheriff Joe Arpaio, today at 9:30 a.m. That should be a very interesting interview, to say the least. Does anybody have any thoughts one way on Sheriff Joe Arpaio? He's running for sheriff again, by the way, out in Maricopa County in Arizona. He was defeated back in 2016, but he's off and running again, now pardoned as of 2017 for a crime he was convicted of. The crime that the sheriff was convicted of, by the way, because I think sometimes we get confused on this, he was found guilty of criminal contempt. A court order had been issued for him not to detain people where criminal charges had not been filed, and he defied that court order. So that's what he was found guilty of in 2017. We'll ask him about that. Later on, we'll ask him about President Trump, who he knows very well, the man who pardoned him from that sentence, which probably would have had jail time, I would imagine. But the sheriff is running for sheriff again. So we'll talk to the sheriff, Sheriff Joe Arpaio, live as it happens, 9:30 to 10 a.m. I don't know what's going to happen because it hasn't happened yet. So does anybody have any feelings on him? Give us a call, 740-383-9944, Sheriff Joe Arpaio. He's somebody who has never been on this show. I've never interviewed him. Matter of fact, I've never talked to him. So that will be a very unique experience coming up at 9:30 this morning. And there will be no interruptions for that 30 minutes for that particular interview. Now, to kick off my getaway Friday. Well, this all started yesterday. I'll get into what happened this morning in just a second. But it all started yesterday because I got up yesterday morning and I was going to take a shower. I was going to talk about this yesterday morning, but we had Sheriff Bailey in here. So I didn't want to bring this up in front of the sheriff. But I got up yesterday morning and went into the shower, went into the bathroom to get ready, and I was shaving, and I kind of noticed that the water I was using to shave was kind of cold. Usually it's warm water. I turn on the warm water. Well, when I got in the shower, I realized that it was definitely cold water. So I thought, well, maybe they're working on the lines, or maybe something has happened in my area. And I thought, well, no big issue here. So I went to work yesterday, and I was gone all day yesterday. I did not get home last night until after 8 o'clock, and I thought, well, the water's still cold, because I tested it in the kitchen sink and the water's still cold. So I decided to see if there was something maybe wrong with the gas. So last night I turned on the heat, which, for anybody who's in Marion here, you know what the weather was like last night. Very humid, very hot. But I wanted to make sure the heater was working, and I probably had not had the heater on since maybe April or May. The furnace, I guess, is what I should say, and make sure that it was still putting out hot air, and I turned it on, and it was. So I don't think it has anything to do with the gas, although once I had the heater run for about... By the way, did you know when you start the furnace that it has to go through its cycle? Even if you turn it off right away, the furnace does not turn off right away, or at least that's how mine works. It's got to run for like 10 minutes. So by the time my furnace had run for 10 minutes on a very humid night last night, it was about 150 degrees in my house. So I probably lost about 30 pounds just sweating, sitting there to see if the gas was still working. Then I got the air conditioning back on and realized that the gas was working and the furnace was working and everything in that nature, everything of that nature was okay. But when I tried to turn the water on again, cold water. And when I got in the shower this morning, I had morning number two of cold showers. Because what can you do at 8, 9 o'clock at night to fix the problem? And I'm not even sure what the problem is. Now, I am not what you would call a handy person when it comes to this. I would not be a good maintenance man. I would not be a good person to do anything like that. You know, it says measure, you know, twice, cut once. I cut twice, measure once. Measure twice, cut twice. See, I can't even say it right. So this is not my thing. But has anybody experienced a problem like this where you get the cold water when the furnace and the heater are still working? Now, I know obviously people are going to say your hot water tank is bad, but the hot water tank is fairly new. I don't think the hot water tank is 10 years old. If it is 10 years old, that's probably... about 10 years old, I guess, let's put it that way. So what do you think might be going on here? Because the furnace is working, the gas is obviously working, so why is there only cold water? Because obviously this is a problem that I'm going to have to deal with today. So does anybody have any idea, any suggestions? I will be glad to take your suggestions on this Getaway Friday morning, Friday, September 13th. Give me a call, 740-383-9944, because this could turn into a very big problem as we head into the weekend. I don't want to be taking cold showers and dealing with cold water all weekend long. So does anybody have an idea as of what might happen? What might have happened? Now, you know, I remember hot water tanks used to have a pilot light. Now, I looked at my hot water tank last night, and it sits right on the floor. The tank goes all the way down to the floor. So there is no pilot light there. I don't know how these new machines work. Again, obviously, I'm out in the woods when it comes to hot water tanks. But I don't know where the pilot light would be. So I can't tell if it's blown out on the hot water tank. I don't really know how a hot water tank works, aside from the water stays warm. But I don't see a pilot light. I don't see anything like that. So does anybody have any idea why the furnace would work and heat would continue to come out of the furnace, but yet the hot water tank would not be producing any hot water, even though, I guess the common wisdom is the hot water tank's broken. But maybe, does anybody know anything else of what it could be? I would so gladly love to hear an answer on this, besides it's broken. Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Sounds like you have an electric hot water tank.
I have a what out?
Electric. It's not gas.
Oh, it's an electric hot water tank.
Yeah, that's what it is. Heating element is probably gone bad, or the water tank is gone bad.
Oh, so, you know, even though I have gas in my home, I'm probably heated with electric heat.
The hot water tank is sound like it's electric if you don't see a power light anyway. It'll have like a little stack pipe coming out, like a chimney coming out of the top of it.
Yeah, I don't have that.
Right. You have electric water tank.
Oh, okay. So you just think a heating element went out?
A heating element, then if it's 10 years old, the water tank might be gone bad. But now, it's probably a heating element.
Now, how is that a pretty easy fix? If I call somebody up to fix that, is that something they can do pretty quick?
Yeah, that's real simple.
Oh, that's real simple. Okay. Well, maybe I'll get into that later on this afternoon when I'm off the air. I appreciate that.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah, well, see, and that could be. Maybe it is an electric hot water tank, because I certainly do not see any pilot light anywhere on this thing. You know, that's an interesting thing, because, you know, I always thought, I guess the hot water tank could be electric, and probably most likely it is. But the thing about that I always thought was, some people don't have gas at all. They don't have gas bills. They don't have gas lines running to their house. Their heat is all electric. And obviously, some people have gas heat. Now, my stove is electric. And obviously, maybe my hot water tank is electric. But what is the difference between... Because I know the difference between those two. I know gas... A gas stove from an electric stove, and apparently now I know a gas hot water heater from an electric hot water heater. But what's the difference between gas heat and electric heat? Because electric obviously has to power the furnace, or it wouldn't run. But so what's the difference? What would be the purpose of having gas heat if you have an electric stove? And I always have. And you have an electric hot water tank, which I think came with the house. Why would you have gas heat? What is the, I guess, purpose, is what I'm saying, for that thing, gas heat? Why would you want gas heat over electric heat? Because the furnace is powered by electricity anyway. So I don't know. Is there a big difference there? Am I out of my mind here? 740-383-9944. It is Friday the 13th, Triskaidekaphobia Day. I could be out of my mind. But I don't know the difference between gas heat and electric heat, besides you don't have a gas bill and your electric bill's higher. I don't know what the main difference there is. Or do you know of anything else that could be wrong with this hot water tank, besides a heating element possibly going out? I'm glad to hear it's an easy fix. That certainly is a good thing. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I know a lot of good maintenance men who could probably fix that very easily, which would be very good, because that is a big, big issue when you do not have hot water. Now, as far as washing dishes or shaving or anything like that, no big deal, but the cold showers will get you every time. Any guesses on this? 740-383-9944, or the differences between electric heat versus gas heat. What is the big deal? 28 minutes past the hour, we're already moving along. And, you know, I'm just going to say this very quickly, because I complain about this quite a bit. But this morning, I, you know, went through my favorite drive-thru again to get a drink. And as I was driving by, as everybody knows by now, my litmus test on this is, as I'm driving by, if the line does not look very big, I will get in line and I will get my beverage for the day. Well, this morning the line did not look very long, so I got in line, and I knew there was going to be trouble. I just knew there was going to be trouble, because as soon as I pulled in, I got behind a car, and I could see there was a gentleman in the driver's seat of the car, and he had about four kids in the car with him. So it was it looked like maybe a grandfatherly figure, but I guess it could have been the father, who was taking these kids to school. And he is trying to get the orders and relay them to the intercom so the kids can have breakfast. And I'm in this lane as this is going on, and cars are just whipping through the other lane because they're probably just ordering their coffees and they're, see, this is another reason to dislike coffee. They're ordering their coffees and their mocha lattes and latte mochas and all those sort of things, and here I am, sitting behind this guy who's trying to get breakfast for either his children or his grandkids. I don't wish him anything bad because I'm glad the kids got breakfast, but boy, I just had to sit there and wait. But you know, then we air this stroke PSA on the station all the time, and I know that's caused by hypertension and high blood pressure. And I kept thinking to myself, you know, I'm just going to be calm about this because I don't want to have a stroke. That was what was going through my mind as I'm sitting in the drive-thru trying to get a beverage this morning. I thought, boy, wouldn't it be bad to have a stroke because you were angry? Or I don't want to say I was angry. I was perturbed. That's a good word. I was perturbed that I was sitting in the line too long, that I chose the wrong lane. Like I said, when you go to this particular place and you've got two lanes to choose from, it's like Russian roulette. You either get the fast lane or the slow lane. And this morning, I got the slow lane. So there you go. Any comments on that? 740-383-9944 on this Getaway Friday. And the other thing I want to mention is our interview with Sheriff Bailey yesterday. We did not take questions or calls during that interview, but I hope you enjoyed that. I hope you learned a lot of things. I think we covered a lot of ground. The sheriff is a great guy. Whether you agree or disagree with what he has to say, he's a nice man to be around, a good guy to come in here and spend 2 hours, which a lot of city and county officials will not do. And there was no agenda with the sheriff. And what I mean to say by that, he didn't tell me what I could ask or couldn't ask, which sometimes politicians do, not that the sheriff's a politician. But he was very open to just talking about whatever, and I don't think he dodged any questions yesterday. And we all learned right here on this show that the sheriff will run for a fifth term as sheriff coming up in 2020. What do you make of that? What did you make of Sheriff Bailey yesterday and the fact that he is going to run for a fifth term in 2020 as sheriff of Marion County? Do you like that idea? 740-383-9944. You heard it here first on WWGH Radio, where the G stands for Great Quick News. And we also learned yesterday that he will endorse the Democratic candidate for mayor, current mayor, Scott Schertzer, running for a fourth term. So we got a lot of good information out of the sheriff yesterday, not just in the political realm. We learned about the Sean Great case and how that all came to be and how that took more than a decade to come to pass in the new sheriff's office. I think that's a tremendous thing for Marion. It's got to be something when people from other counties or television stations or news media pull up from other areas and see our new sheriff's office. You know, you got to have good buildings. You got to have nice-looking places. It gives a good impression to other areas what Marion's all about. And I don't know if anybody realized how bad the old sheriff station what on Williamsport Road, how bad the conditions had become out there in the old jail. So, there you go. What do you think of anything? So we got a lot of stuff on the table we can talk about right now. We can talk about Joe Arpaio, who will be on at 9:30 this morning. We can talk about the ever-present waiting in the line to get a drink and choosing the wrong lane. We can talk about what might be wrong with the hot water heater. We can talk about Sheriff Bailey's appearance on this program yesterday. Anything on your mind, 740-383-9944. And you know, it's kind of an oxymoron at this point to call my hot water heater, hot water tank, a hot water tank, because there's no hot water in it. It's a cold water tank at this point. Now, one thing I wanted to do, because it is Triskaidekaphobia Day, fear of Friday the 13th, which comes around every so often, I wanted to do Friday the 13th trivia this morning. I think we've done that before, but we have an hour here to do it because Sheriff Arpaio will not be on until 9:30 this morning. So I thought we'd do some trivia with that in mind. But I also want to keep two questions on the table that we had done earlier in the week, because we still don't have the answers to these. And we still have tickets to the Columbus Zoo. We have tickets to Jack Hanna's Wilds. We have a Huntsman Auto Oil Change, 5 quarts of non-synthetic oil for automobiles only. And we have just the opportunity for you to call in and get the right answer. But the two holdover questions that you can still answer this morning are, what local Marion business sponsored the broadcast, the radio broadcast, of the final charity ball back in 2007 that Madge Cooper and I hosted on WMRN? It was called the Red Carpet Reports, and this local business is still in business. So does anybody know what local business, which is still in business today, was the sole sponsor of the radio broadcasts of the 2007 Charity Ball Red Carpet Reports? Does anybody know what local business that is? And remember, 12 years later, you could still walk into this business today here in Marion, and I believe it is locally owned. What business was that? And the other question I want to put on the table, because we talked so much about coffee earlier on in the week, there is a song that has to do with coffee. I believe it's called Java Jive. I believe the Ink Spots did this song many, many years ago, close to 100 years ago. Does anybody know the lyrics to that song? Now, you don't have to sing it, although if you want to sing it on Friday the 13th, that would be very interesting. But does anybody know the Java Jive lyrics? Now, this is one of those, you hear a cappella groups do this quite a bit. Java Jive, I believe, is the name of the song. So what are the lyrics to Java Jive, or does anybody know the local Marion business still in business today that was the sponsor of the 80th and final Charity Ball radio broadcast back in 2007? 740-383-9944, coming up on 37 minutes past the hour today. Time is getting away quickly. And now here to the trivia that I said we were going to get to. It's the Triskaidekaphobia trivia, the Friday the 13th phobia. Okay, let's just get some of these questions out here. How do we get a Friday the 13th? Something has to be in place for us to have a Friday the 13th. What is it? One thing has to be in place for us to get a Friday the 13th. Does anybody know what has to be in place for us to have a Friday the 13th? Now, question number two. How many times can a Friday the 13th occur in 1 year? Now, this is a two-part question, because I want how many times can it occur and how few times can it occur. So in one calendar year, and it's not the same every year, how many times can we have a Friday the 13th in a year, and how few times can we have a Friday the 13th? Does anybody know that? Now, I've already given you this one. What is the fear of Friday the 13th? That is Triskaidekaphobia. So we have already got that one out of the way. But here's an interesting one. Friday the 13th in literature was portrayed how? What is the story behind Friday the 13th appearing in literature? It was first written about in literature, and what happened on Friday the 13th, I guess, is the best way to put that. So in literature, in a book, in writing, the first time that Friday the 13th was mentioned, what happened? What was the story in that particular book? So, those are your questions. Columbus Zoo tickets out there. We also have tickets to Jack Hanna's Wilds and a Huntsman Auto Oil Change, 5 quarts of non-synthetic oil for automobiles only. And the questions on the table, the Triskaidekaphobia Friday the 13th trivia. In literature, how was Friday the 13th portrayed? What happened in literature on Friday the 13th? How little or how many times can a Friday the 13th occur in one calendar year? How many times in one year can we get a Friday the 13th? And how few times can we get a Friday the 13th? What has to happen for us to have a Friday the 13th? Does anybody know that? Something has to be in place for us to have a Friday the 13th. It had to happen this month, or today would not be Friday the 13th. Does anybody know what that is? And our two holdover questions. Does anybody know the lyrics or the words to Java Jive? That song about coffee that a cappella groups do quite a bit. Or the other question would be, what local Marion business, which is still in business today, was the sponsor of the radio broadcast of the final charity ball? Does anybody know what local business was the sponsor of the final radio broadcast of the charity ball back in 2007, and this local Marion business is still around today? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And I believe it was a business created here in Marion, owned here in Marion by a local entrepreneur. Does anybody know what that local business was that sponsored the final broadcast of the charity ball back in 2007? Any guesses on that one? If you name a local business, you might have the answer right. And it's also my understanding, for the first time in more than a decade, on this Triskaidekaphobia Friday the 13th, there's going to be a full moon. So we're full of it today. We're getting a little Halloweenish early. Full moon here on Friday the 13th, which I guess only happens every so often. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Maybe everybody's exhausted from the week. You know, we get to Friday, and I think everybody maybe wants to get away as we head into the weekend. Does anybody know any of the answers to any of these questions? Do you know the Triskaidekaphobia questions? How did Friday the 13th appear in literature? Does anybody know how it was first written about in literature? Does anybody know how many times you can have a Friday the 13th in a year, or how few times you can have a Friday the 13th in a year? Does anybody know that? Does anybody know what has to happen in a month for there to be a Friday the 13th? One thing has to happen, or we could not have a Friday the 13th. Does anybody know that local business, still in business today, that sponsored the final broadcast of the charity ball? Does anybody know the lyrics to the Java Jive song that goes back almost 100 years to the Ink Spots? It's an interesting song. It's a peppy song. Fun song. 740-383-9944. As I said, we have tickets to the Columbus Zoo, tickets to Jack Hanna's Wilds, and a Huntsman Auto Oil Change, 5 quarts of non-synthetic oil for automobiles only, coming up on 44 minutes past the hour. And if there's anything else you'd like to talk about, give me a call. I'd love to hear from you. It's always good to hear from you out there in the listening audience. I know the big Wings and Wheels event going on tomorrow, from, I believe it's 8:30 until 4 o'clock out at the Marion Municipal Airport. That'll be a big event. I know the Tallgrass Trail and James Anderson will be there, along with a lot of great food trucks, which we heard about yesterday on the Charlie Evers Show, and a whole lot of fun. 740-383-9944. Do we have any answers to the trivia questions or anything else on your mind that you would like to talk about? And it's interesting because one of the long-term conversations that we've been having this week has been about coffee. And as I stated early on in the week, I am not a fan of coffee. I've never met a coffee that I liked. But so many people do like it, and it has expanded so much over the years. We had black coffee, then people started putting milk in coffee, then we had cafe lattes, and we had espressos, and we had cappuccinos, and now we're on to the mocha lattes and frappuccinos. By the way, what is a frappuccino? Does anybody know what a frappuccino is? Do we have any people out there who order frappuccinos? Because I have no idea what that is. But I see that advertised all the time, and I have, what in the world is a frappuccino? Now, you take the root of that word, frap. What is a frap? And what is a chino? Now, you hear mochaccino all the time. Now, I assume that has something to do with chocolate. When you have mocha, mochaccino. What is a frappuccino? It's all different to me. 740-383-9944. Any coffee connoisseurs out there who would have the answers to these very interesting questions that we have about coffee? Or is there some way where you can learn to like coffee? Because people are always drinking coffee. And I think maybe I should be in on this click. Now, I'm not always in to following clicks, but I think maybe I should become part of the coffee click that everybody else seems to be a part of. Because I've been so far out of the coffee click by not drinking coffee for so long that maybe it's time to join that click. Because hot chocolate, that's not going to do it. We even have tea here in the studio. You know, in the studio, I used to drink a lot of tea, but I haven't done that for a while. I used to use the coffee pot to make the tea because I was so against coffee. But that's how the cookie crumbles. No answers to our trivia questions. No brave souls out there today who are going to guess. Does anybody know who the local business in Marion was, which is still in business, that sponsored the broadcast for the final charity ball, the 80th and final charity ball radio broadcast? What local Marion business was that? Does anybody know the lyrics to the coffee song Java Jive, which is about 100 years old? The Ink Spots, I believe, were the original performers of that song. Our Friday the 13th trivia. What has to happen in a month for us to have a Friday the 13th? Does anybody know the situation that has to happen for us to have a Friday the 13th in a month? It had to happen this month, or we would not have a Friday the 13th. What has to happen? How many and how few times can we have a Friday the 13th in a given year? Does anybody know that? Well, somebody's out there today. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, yes, I'm going to answer the question about the Friday the 13th.
Yes.
And it has to occur on any month that begins on a Sunday.
That's it. If the month does not begin on a Sunday, we cannot have a Friday the 13th. You have got it. Would you like a prize today?
Sure. Yes.
All right. Let me write this down here. It is the, what are we today? The 14th? Or 13th? No, today's the Friday the 13th. Now, see, I'd already... I'm doing Friday the 13th trivia, and I can't remember the date.
Yes.
That's right. That's how in bad shape that cold shower this morning put me. I have no idea what's going on.
I'm going to need a cup of coffee.
Is there any way that I can learn how to love this coffee?
I don't know. If you tried it with all different kinds of flavors...
Well, no, I tried it with sugar. I don't like that. I've tried it with milk, and I really don't like that. So I'm kind of leery to go to the coffee creamers that everybody are buying now in the store, because I think I'm going to buy this thing for like $4, and I will never use it again.
Right, yeah. Well, I would suggest just getting one, buying one somewhere, and, you know, then you won't have to commit.
Yeah, shell out the $4.
Right.
All right. What is your name, ma'am?
I'm Judy Kuhn.
Judy Kuhn. Judy, are you a first-time winner here?
Yes.
Oh, I appreciate that. How do you enjoy listening to the station?
I do. I totally enjoy.
Well, I appreciate that. Let's see here. We have tickets to the Wilds, tickets to the Zoo, and we have the Huntsman Auto Oil Change.
How long is the Wilds open?
The Wilds are good, let me see here, through October 27th.
October 27th.
So a month and a half.
I think I'll do that. The Wilds,
all right. Do you know where we're located?
Downtown, corner of Center Street and...
Prospect. Yeah, we're down here in the Ohio Health Building on the second floor at the end of the hallway, and the hours to pick up your prize are Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., but you have 10 days to pick it up, so if you don't make it today, you can pick it up next week.
Okay, great.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Judy.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. Bye. There we go. Judy got it. Judy Kuhn. It is, how do we get a Friday the 13th? You have to have the month start on a Sunday. So obviously, this September started on a Sunday, or we would not have Friday today. Did you see how I forgot the date there? How that cold shower has frozen my brain to where I don't even know what I'm talking about anymore? Not that I ever knew what I was talking about, but you win some, you lose some. All right. We got that question. Does anybody know the answers to the other ones? 51 and a half minutes past the hour here on this Triskaidekaphobia Friday, Friday the 13th. How many times can a Friday the 13th occur in 1 year, and how few times? How few? Does that sound right? How many times can it occur, and how few times can it occur? There's a certain amount. We can have so many Friday the 13ths in a year, and then we can also have as little as a certain amount. So does anybody know that one? Does anybody know how Friday the 13th appeared in literature? The first time Friday the 13th appeared in literature, does anybody know how that was? What happened when it first appeared in literature? There's a story that went along with that. I'll add a new one because... we got the first question there. What comes in 13s? There are so many things that come in 12s. What comes in 13s? Go ahead, caller.
Is it three times a year?
It can occur as many as three. Now, do you know how few it can occur?
I'm going to say one.
One. You've got it. We're always going to have one a year, but we can have up to three. Are you eligible to win a prize today?
Yes.
You are. All right. We have the Wilds, the Zoo, and the Oil Change at Huntsman.
Let me get the oil change, please.
Okay. And you know where we're located and the hours?
Yes.
And what is your name?
Ryan.
Okay. Got it? You have your last name, Ryan?
Garno.
All right. Ryan, you have the oil change to Huntsman, and Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., you can pick that up, and you have 10 days.
Alrighty, thank you.
Thank you, Ryan. Yep. Ryan's got it right. We can have as many as 3 Friday the 13th in 1 year, and as few as 1. I think we have 2 here in 2019. All right, we're rolling now. Ryan Garneau and Judy Kuhn are winners today. How did Friday the 13th appear in literature? Does anybody know that? What happened in the story the first time Friday the 13th was mentioned in literature? What comes in 13s? Now, we have a lot of things that come in 12s, but there is something that comes in 13s. Do you know what that is? What person who is associated with scary things was born on Friday the 13th? Odd that this person would have been born on Friday the 13th. Does anybody know what person associated with scary things was born on Friday the 13th? That's interesting. I didn't know this till last night. So our triskaidekaphobia question so far, what person associated with scary things? Well, this person was scary. What scary person was born on Friday the 13th? What comes in 13s? And the first time Friday the 13th appeared in literature, what happened? What happened the first time Friday the 13th appeared in literature? What was the story? 740-383-9944. And we've also got the questions. Does anybody know the lyrics to the Java Jive song, the coffee song that you can say or sing for us this morning? Java Jive, sung by a cappella groups. Does anybody know the lyrics to that? Or does anybody know that local Marion business that sponsored the final radio broadcast of the charity ball way back in 2007? The red carpet reports that Madge Cooper and I did. It's a local Marion business. It's still in business today. Does anybody know what local business sponsored the final radio broadcasts of the charity ball? 740-383-9944. So those are the questions. 56 minutes past the hour. Columbus Zoo tickets, tickets to the wilds, and a Huntsman Auto Oil change. 5 quarts of non-synthetic oil for automobiles only. Remember, pickup time Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Charlie Evers will be on this morning, 10 a.m. till 12 noon, and then the Exchange Club with Charlie and Brandy and me from 12 to 1. All right, questions on the table, 740-383-9944. Does anybody know that local business that sponsored the final broadcast of the charity ball? Does anybody know the lyrics to the song Java Jive in our coffee act today? Does anybody know how Friday the 13th first appeared in literature? Does anybody know what the story was the first time it appeared in literature? What happened on Friday the 13th? What comes in 13s? So many things come in 12s. What comes in 13s? And what scary person, or if you want to say person associated with scary things, was born on Friday the 13th? Who is that scary person who was born on a Friday the 13th? Does anybody know that? 740-383-9944. And even if you're not eligible to win a prize, you can still call in and answer the question. 58 minutes past the hour. And we will have Sheriff Joe Arpaio on live at 9:30 this morning. So when we come back from the break, we still will have 15 minutes to do this trivia. So keep your thinking cap on, because we're not going to do away with the trivia this morning just yet. We've still got trivia to do this morning. If we can get the answers, what scary person was born on Friday the 13th? What comes in 13s? How did Friday the 13th first appear in literature? What was the story when Friday the 13th first appeared in literature? Who was the local business, or what was the local business that sponsored the final radio broadcast of the charity ball? Local business still in business today? And does anybody know the lyrics to the Java Jive song, the song about coffee? Does anybody know that? 740-383-9944. 59 minutes past the hour on this getaway Triskaidekaphobia Friday the 13th, 2019. Would love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. Dial us up if you have the answers to the questions or if there's anything else on your mind that you would enjoy talking about. Can you help me get in the coffee click? There's a question for you as well. How do I start to like coffee? Here comes a caller. Let's see if this is a good answer. Go ahead, caller.
What comes in 13?
Yes.
Baker's dozen.
You know, a baker's dozen, I guess, is 13, but there's actually something that always comes in 13s.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'll be waiting to listen to what it is.
It's a good one. Hey, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I guess a baker's dozen is 13. I never thought about that. But this kind of is associated with Friday the 13th. Kind of a goofy, scary thing. I tell you what, we've got a break. We're going to be back in 10 minutes.
Consuming means soon plays upon the soul. And go on and on. This royal throne of kings. This sceptered isle. This earth of Mars. Yes, I did Shakespeare, and I retained the dialogue.
To Emmy Award-winning star of Picket Fences, Five-ish Finkel.
If I were a rich man, he-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba- wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. If I were a bitty, bitty rich, man, I'd build a big tall house with rooms by the dozen right in the middle of the town. I don't want to sing anymore. I to pay me.
I love it, Five-ish.
WWGH Radio, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Search for us on Facebook by searching WWGH Marion, Ohio 107.1 FM and clicking like.
Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth. Spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Steve Whitaker from the Pastor Spot. We are on every Tuesday at 5:15 and replay again on Wednesday at 3:15. We take pertinent issues of the day going on and look at them in a biblical perspective. So we'd love to have you listen and just, you know, call in, just get a conversation going and have a great time on the show.
Pastor Steve Whitaker is the pastor at Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Ohio. Address 209 East Water Street. This is Scott Spears, high above Marion in the WWGH News Chopper. If you see news in Marion, please email us at scott@wwgh1071.com and keep an eye out for the WWGH News Chopper flying high overhead. We here at WWGH Radio 107.1 FM are proud to present Magnificent Marion Moments. Marion's First Lady of Dance, Martha Dowse, is a living legend who has been teaching dance since 1943. always loving and giving, for 25 years, Martha organized benefit dances, raising in excess of $90,000 for leukemia research in memory of Michael Rollins, an 8-year-old cancer victim from Marion. She has also served as secretary for Marion Midget Football for over 35 years.
From the Marion, Ohio Weather Center, you hear us all the time on the radio, but who are we? We are Marion, Ohio Weather Online. We're a network of trained weather spotters with the National Weather Service throughout Marion County, protecting you from Mother Nature's elements. We can be found online at weather43302.com and over all social media outlets. Marion, Ohio Weather is Marion's number one source for weather.
Heaven high, I'm Thunderbolt Patterson here in Marion, Ohio. And I'm asking all you people to get it straight. I want you to listen to my good friend Scott Spears through Monday through Thursday at 12:10 to 2 p.m. and on WWGH 107.1 FM. Listen.
This is George Casotis, and you are listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Find us on Facebook by searching WWGH Marion, Ohio 107.1 FM and clicking like for exclusive content.
And now a few words from Scott Spears, Charlie Evers, and the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams.
Scott, you know I love fruitcake so much that for me it's not just a Christmas dessert.
Oh, Charlie, I would not want it any time of the year.
Oh, Scott, you've not lived until you've had mashed potatoes and fruitcake, birthday fruitcake, graduation fruitcake, cream of fruitcake, and oh, the possibilities are endless.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, don't miss it.
Meadows Lawn Care and Landscaping is a proud supporter of WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number 740-262-5638. Email meadowslawncare43302@gmail.com. Creating unique environments. Facebook, Meadows Lawn Care.
Hey everyone, it's Weasel Boy, Weasel the Weeze. You might remember me from WNCI in Columbus. Now good for you, lucky, you won the bet. I'm going to be right back here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. It's going to be the Weasel Show. We're going to have huge guests, great prizes, lots of entertainment. We're going to be interactive and give away a lot of goodies. So you can listen live on the net at WWGH1071.com or by downloading the free TuneIn app and searching WWGH. The Weasel Show is supported by Retrofoam of Central Ohio, LLC. Retrofoam doesn't cost, it pays. Telephone number is 614-664-FOAM. That's 614-664-3626. Website, www.retrofoamofcentralohio.com. And you can catch them on Facebook at Retrofoam of Cent Ohio.
I'm an IT guy, and I have an office, and I've got some computers in there, and occasionally they break down. Who do I turn to? What do I do? Well, I can always listen to Adam the Computer Guy. He's got all the information that I need to help me keep my computers running just beautifully. So if you have any computer information you need, you want to keep your computers running right, and you want to get the latest news and information, listen to Adam the Computer Guy right here on 107.1 FM, WWGH.
Today's top and trendy technology topics every Tuesday and Thursday between 2:10 p.m. and 3 with me on WWGH Radio.
This is Earl Fitzamerican. You're listening to WWGH 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com.
The Marion Towers Apartments are a supporter of WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Address, 400 Delaware Avenue. Phone number, 740-387-9050.
This is Adam Lepp, and you hear me talk every week about computers and politics. Yes, I do know quite a bit about those topics, but as a homeowner, I could never know enough about home repairs and improvements. However, I have great news. Join my friend D Skills every Saturday morning at 10:13 a.m. for the Skills to Envy program. Helpful tips, money-saving advice, and of course, a surprise or two. Skills to Envy, a fun and flavorful way to obtain useful information.
It's now time for WWGH News. News about people, places, and plans. Live from the WWGH News Center. I'm Bill Macy.
This is Scott Spears in the WWGH News Center. The Marion Municipal Court Probation and Law Director's Office will be closed from 1 p.m. until 3 p.m. on Monday, September the 16th, for training purposes. On Thursday, Sheriff of Marion County Tim Bailey appeared on The Early Show with Scott Spears and announced if he will run for a fifth term as sheriff in 2020.
Here's my last political, and it has to do with you, because you certainly at this point could retire if you would like to.
I could.
But we have this new sheriff's office, Justice Center, here on Executive Drive. This culmination in the Sean Great case, which was many, many years, decades old. Will you run again?
Yes.
You will?
Yes.
You've decided that?
Yes. I have not made a public announcement. I just did.
Just did.
Here. I have never left a project in the middle. And while we have moved into our new building, I don't see that being as completed till maybe even a couple of years from now. The move is not complete. The operation is not set up. I still have this case I just described of this individual that we haven't identified. I would like to see the entire sheriff's office operation moved under one roof. I still think I have things I can contribute. I still love the job. I like what I do. I've talked it over with my wife, and I'm going to run again.
For the Marion, Ohio weather team, I'm Zach Fuller. Another chance of showers and thunderstorms today. I'll have your latest forecast coming up in your Weather Minute from the Marion, Ohio News Network. In 1989, reasonably cool weather prevailed over the Central Plains regions with a record low.